Hello, welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. The Hungarian dances by Johannes Brahms were never really meant to be danced to, but that doesn't mean people in Hungary don't dance.
Dancing there is much more a part of everyday life than it is for us here. At the age of 5 or 6 in Hungary, you've already danced your native dances.
Richard Graeber lives in Cleveland and directs the Hungarian Dance Company there. He says Hungarian kids learn dances in school, and there are lots of Hungarian dances to learn.
Hungary is roughly the size of our state of Indiana, so it's a small country, but there are hundreds of different songs and different dances.
To dance real Hungarian dances, you need real Hungarian folk music. And Richard Graeber says Hungarian dancers wear very colorful costumes.
The women's costumes typically are a long skirt. They have pretty glittery sequins on them in gold, silver, green, red, beautiful floral print embroidery on the blouses. They wear these wonderful headpieces sometimes with beads.
Female dancers aren't the only ones who get to wear something interesting.
The men would usually wear a long sleeve white shirt with a colorful vest. The colors may be green, red, or solid black with embroidery on top of the black. And then they would also wear a hat. A feather in the hat, too, was also very common. And then boots.
Richard Graeber says male dancers can also wear pants with unusually wide legs.
Now, the wide-legged pant looks like a skirt sometimes, so I get questions a lot from children asking me why I wear a skirt, and then I kind of lift my right leg up so that they can see that it's a wide-legged pant, and in Hungarian, we call that bőrgatya. It's kind of a neat word.
According to Richard Graeber, those pants are what Hungarian shepherds used to wear. There's another unusual part of the male dancer's costume, an apron.
The men would get these beautifully hand-embroidered aprons from their mothers or their girlfriends or loved ones. And there it was not uncommon to wear an apron. You know, like blacksmiths wear aprons to wipe their hands in or wipe their tools or whatever. Because these people, you know, they're peasants. They're hardworking people.
The main Hungarian folk dance is the csárdás. Csárda is Hungarian for village inn. That's where people used to get together to play music and dance. Richard Graeber says the csárdás is danced in couples.
The man will have his hands on the woman's waist, and the woman will have her hands on the man's shoulders. And they move side to side with the single csárdás, which is step together, step together.
After that, there are turns and spins and a part where the men all compete to see who can do the fanciest moves. Richard Graeber says that the csárdás is actually improvised. You make it up as you go along.
Every region in Hungary has its own family of basic steps. And once you learn the steps, you can put them together any way you like to make your own dance.
A Hungarian dance called the Verbunkos started as a way to get young men to join the army.
There were recruiters that came through the village. Word would spread. The dance would begin. They would perform this dance together and then go off to war.
Women have their own dances, too.
At weddings and festive occasions, the women would balance bottles of wine on their head and go around and dance, and this, too, often became very competitive. Who could balance it the longest? Who could do the most tricks while the bottle is on their head?
There are more Hungarian dances that use everyday objects.
You have dances that are more typically done by the men that involve tools of their trade, like a stick, what the shepherds would have. We call it botolo, or stick dance.
Thank you. When there's no one around to play instruments, dancers provide their own music.
In the Danube region, we have what's called a karikazo, or a circle dance, that's typically done by the women. It's a closed circle. They would sing songs, so that would be their accompaniment, and then do a series of dance steps while they sang.
That's just a small sample of Hungarian folk dances. Next week, music that classical composers based on dances from other countries in Europe. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write classics for kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please listen again for more Classics for Kids.